Last week, UNESCO added two Czech traditions to its list promoting the safeguarding of so-called intangible cultural heritage. One of them was a tradition also shared by 10 other countries across Europe, the Middle East and Asia. Falconry in both Bohemia and Moravia goes back many hundreds of years and still has a wide following among both professionals and hobbyists. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to Bohumil Straka, the vice president of the International Association for Falconry, who was present at the recent UNESCO meeting in Nairobi.
This decision was very, very important for global falconry community because it's first time in history when falconry as a hunting method was recognized by a global cultural community. Normally, nominations are inscribed by one country. About 98% of nominations are nominated by one country, single country. But this nomination was nominated by 11 countries. 4 Europeans, 5 Arabians, and 2 countries from Asia. So it never happened before that 11 countries joined in a common effort to nominate a cultural element on UNESCO heritage list.
I've read that the history of falconry goes back some 4,000 years, so obviously in many ways it is a shared tradition, as you mentioned there. How far back do the roots of Czech falconry go?
This is very, very, very old tradition. Basically older than Egyptian pyramids, which are also inscribed on a UNESCO World Heritage List. Some new findings say that falconry is even 7,000 or more years old. Concerning falconry in the Czech Republic, we know from archaeology artifacts that falconry was here in the 5th century. It means it's 1,500 years old. And the archaeology artifact was found near Prague in a village of Vinařice, and this was a clip with a hooded falcon. It means a falcon has a falconry hood, which is a nice proof of falconry. Another very important archaeology artifact was found near in Moravia from Moravian Empire time, almost over 1,000 years old, and it was a falcon on a horse, which became later emblem of Czech falconry club.
Would you say that Czech falconry, to a degree, benefits from the fact that there are many castles, many medieval castles around the country that have falconry as an attraction?
I wouldn't say so much, because maybe 90% of falconers, in the Czech Republic we have 500 registered falconers, and from this only about 10% are professionals. 90% have falconry as hobby. So maybe there are about 50 professionals who make falconry at airports, saving our lives, or who make flying displays or show on castles. So I wouldn't say that the mainstream is to make falconry displays. This is what public see. General public have mostly the only experience with falconry on castles.
What kind of joy is it to be able to work with a bird of prey in this manner? What is that relationship like?
The relationship is very special. Basically, wild bird, even if it's bred in captivity, it still has genetically, well, it's genetically wild. It's not domestic anymore. So this relationship provides much more freedom to the bird. When you fly it, you never know if it returns back to you. So this is the relation is very special and very exciting. That you will never know if you catch an animal, if you will be successful in hunting, and you will never know if your bird returns back to you. Bird of prey is able to live alone in the wild and take, and he actually does not need a man. But the relationship is built on a mutual respect, and both sides benefit.
Bohumil Straka there, the vice president of the International Association for Falconry, speaking to Jan Wellinger.